of production. I'll take it if I need to send to Guinea.
Ready?
Yes, Mr. Brothers. John, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How could I feel otherwise after the wonderful leadership you're giving? I'm not flattering you. Boy, that speech of yours, everything but that speech of yours, all the Georgia boys that Phil Landon was giving to me, John Pilcher, oh, that's just a revelation what you did down there. Well, just amazing.
Well, they're mighty nice. I wish old Carl Vinson put them in the record. If he don't, you put them in.
Well, Phil Landon put a speech in himself.
That's at Gainesville. I had one in Atlanta, though, and I talked to the legislature and told them about Georgia's motto being wisdom and justice and moderation, and we had to be wise enough to act, and we had to be just enough to give everybody a little justice, and we had to be moderate, and I got by with it pretty good, and 600,000 came out and applauded me, and it was that Atlanta speech, I think you'll remember it a few years from now.
Mr. President, it's a historic speech where you made it. The historic speech anywhere, but particularly where you made it. Right down there, it was, and it took guts with a capital G.
It sure did.
It took guts with a capital G.
You know, they gave me a couple of tigers beforehand, baby tigers. Said that I had beagle dogs down here, and they wanted to give me a couple of tigers. They wanted to name one of them Linda and one Ladybird. And I said, well, I'm not unaccustomed to tigers. I've had a lot of practice with tigers. I've been Senate leader for 8 years, and I'm going to rename them Dick and Herman.
Oh! What do you say to that?
Oh, that's what got me off where I could say what I said on civil rights. I called you about Senate 1686.
What's that, Mr. President?
It's a little thing. It costs us $15,000 a year. But it involved Ms. Fred Benson and Bob Jackson and Wiley Rutledge, his wife. They're with us. They're trying to live on $5,000 a year, and nobody can do that. And we passed it in the Senate, and it's in Judiciary Committee. And I guess they don't like the court very much, but they all like Benson, and they're all Democratic with us. And we ought to give them $10,000 like we give the president's widows. Many years ago.
Is there a Republican widow around?
No, but there will be. And we did Ms. Coolidge. What happened was we paid Ms. Coolidge $5,000 as a president's widow. And when Fred Vinson died, he didn't even leave anything but a debt. I went over and took that statute, and I said, I applied it in general terms. I just said the Section 308 shall apply to all Supreme Court widows, and that meant Ms. Fred Benson. So I took care. I put her on the same basis as presidential widow.
Of course, well, I'm the author of the presidential pension bill?
Yes, sir.
I'm the author of that.
That's right. No, I didn't.
Yes,
but,
I'm the one that put...
Took care of Ms. Coolidge. Well, I added...
I'm the one that introduced, put through the presidential pension bill, and allowing them their suites, you know, their offices and their help, and the $25,000 a year for the president, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how much does the widow get?
The widow gets $5,000. The presidential widow gets $10,000, but court widow gets $5,000.
I'm a presidential widow. I'm the author of that bill.
Yeah, well, we had them the same. They had Ms. Coolidge and Ms. Benson getting the same. And you raised the presidential widow to $10,000. But these three just get $5,000, and they just can't make it. And the Senate's passed it. Dirksen passed it.
Who were the three? Benson?
Jackson and Rutledge. Two of them Roosevelt, one of them Truman. But we'll have some Republican ones, and we ought to ask a Supreme Court justice whether to just starve. And it passed unanimously in the Senate, and Dirksen, the one, introduced it. Unless you get to hold a man in, if you need to, I'll call him. But let's just get it out there and hang it, pass it some afternoon without anybody noticing it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, the only way you can do that is by unanimous consent.
Well, get Charlie to agree to unanimous
consent. Oh, I've got a hold of him. I'll
tell him at these weathers it don't amount to anything. And we did it for Miss Coolidge. That's where we started giving widows as mentioned. You're gonna pretty soon you'll have Frankfurter's weather, you see. He's not bad. He's not in very good shape either. And Harlan's got one eye. I don't know how long he'll be around. But anyway, we ought to do it. $5,000 is not gonna hurt the $100 billion budget. And we just ought to do it. The Supreme Court to number 9, Edmund.
I'll get a copy of the bill and do all I can.
God bless you, John.
Yeah, God bless you. Now, here's Jim Burke.
Let me talk to him. All right.
How are you, Mr. President?
Jim, glad to hear you, my friend. You doing all right?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I want to concur with what the speaker said about your speech in Georgia. Well received up in Massachusetts.
Wonderful, Jim. I hope you're coming.
I was sitting with a group, and your picture came over television, and there's a fellow sitting there, and he says, "There's my man."
Well, Jim,
I think it reflected the feeling of all of us.
Well, Jim, I am your man, and anytime I can do anything, you whistle.
I know that.
Bye, my friend.
All right. Good luck.
Waiting.